You're listening to SBS News. Nearly 4 years ago, Jasmine Martin moved from her home in New Jersey to play professional basketball in Western Australia. She's paid close attention to events back home during a chaotic year in American politics.
Watching everything that's going on back at home, it's actually, you know, it's been overwhelming. It can be very just draining. And honestly, me being over here has almost been an escape to all of what's going on back home, because I don't have to, it's not right in front of my face every single day the way that it is for them.
Martin has been in Australia for most of Donald Trump's presidency, so her dad speaks to her about the changes he's seen in America over the last 4 years.
I had to, go look at a couple of projects in Western Pennsylvania over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, some of those areas, you know, I saw, you know, more Confederate flags and Trump flags, which are becoming synonymous to me. You think you were down in the South and, in Kentucky or, you know, in the Carolinas. It was just amazing to see that and the fact that he's emboldened some of these folks just to come out of the woodwork and think that they can do and say whatever they want to say.
Michael Martin runs his own construction business and rejects the incumbent president's claim that African Americans are better off financially under his presidency.
I think if you look at the way the economy was turning around at the end of President Obama and Vice President Biden's term, it was on its way up anyway.
Before the pandemic, under President Trump, unemployment among African Americans hit an all-time low of 5.4%. In the last four presidential elections, Republican candidates have received only around 10% of the African American vote, and Donald Trump is not expected to do any better in 2020. The question is not which party most African Americans will support, but how many will actually cast a vote. Voter participation among African Americans had grown steadily for two decades until 2016, when 750,000 fewer African Americans voted than in 2012, a significant blow for the Democrats. Dr. Lorenzo Morris is a professor of political science at Howard University in Washington, D.C. He says African American voters have been crucial to the campaigns of almost every Democrat president.
One simple fact helps to explain it, and that is that since World War II, no Democrat, except for Lyndon Baines Johnson, has won the presidency without the black vote. That is to say, no Democrat, except for Johnson, has won the white vote. And in the stellar moment for black voter achievement 2012, in terms of turnout, everyone celebrates the contribution of the overall American electorate to the election of Obama and are disappointed with what happened with Clinton if you're on the Democratic side. But you must note that if you remove the black vote from the 2012 peak, then Obama lost to Romney, not just by a little bit, but by a landslide, 10% of the landslide. And so 2012, without the black vote, Obama would have lost by a landslide.
In the crucial swing state of Michigan, Detroit is America's largest majority black city. 4 years ago, Donald Trump won Michigan by fewer than 11,000 votes. But polling shows Joe Biden ahead in 2020.
So it's a lot going on, but I want Biden to be our president, our next president, because Trump is not it. He's failing us in everything. So my opinion, like I said, I want Biden. I'm a Democrat, and I'm voting for a Democrat, and I want Trump out of there.
Well, personally, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. You know, I trust him, and I believe his values are aligned with mine.
I hope Biden get in. Yes, I really do. He's gonna get in.
African American voters have been among those worst hit by deaths and job losses during the pandemic, even as 2020 saw the largest racial protests in America in a generation. But the movement for racial justice may not lead to voter turnout on election day. Dr. Morris explains why.
The problem with Black Lives Matter is that the actual participatory level of young people has never been that dramatic. When Obama won and influenced the Black youth vote, it went up, but the numbers were that dramatic. Now, I don't have the data for the Black youth vote per se, but the youth vote went up from 17 to 19%. So people did not look at the actual numbers to think how dramatic was that.
Tough voter identification and registration laws in several US states have raised concerns of voter suppression, targeting African American communities. And in North Carolina, some Black voters are worried about intimidation from right-wing extremists on Election Day. Shelley Winters is a community advocate in the North Carolina city of Raleigh.
Remember in Raleigh, you had the protest, the reopen North Carolina protest, and they came armed, looking like a militia. And then there was the other aspect, they came, it was another group, I don't know who they were, what group they were, but they had the shot-off shotguns and the rocket launchers, and everyone's like, okay, wait, what's going on? And the being uneasy about who are you and why do you feel so comfortable, because it's more of an intimidation factor.
On the other side of the world, Jasmine Martin plans to vote from Australia via an absentee ballot before she moves back to the USA in 2021.
I left One America and I have no idea what I'm going back to. And I feel like that is one of the crazy things that I'm just going to have to hold my breath to wait and see, because day to day, week to week, month to month, it's just going to keep changing.
Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.